Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and the world is waking up fast, but evil striking back. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. All right, I was sitting here before we went on air today thinking, Jones, you have got to cover all of this. I mean, it is all crazy. Breaking, Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to multiple criminal charges. Update, two misdemeanors and one gun charge, a slap on the wrist. So it all looks fair as they persecute Trump. Let the big guy sail off into the sunset. Meanwhile, the UN has officially come out and announced they're setting up a global government, worldwide, cashless society. We have clips of that coming up next segment and their own reports. We have the Pentagon admitting that they're working to expand censorship and even arrest and persecution of people that disagree with anything the government does or criticize the scum that have hijacked our military, destroying our country, like Lloyd Austin and Chi-Com agent Milley. I have mainline Pentagon intel on that, and I have mainline statements of massive censorship also being pushed by the Democratic Party. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. We also have the sharks circling Trump, but national polls, even in liberal places like Harvard, show the majority of people believe it's politically motivated. We have representatives in Congress saying, quote, Trump needs to be shot, but then going, stopped. They just pull this garbage. They pull these stunts. You know, a public figure like myself said Biden needs to be, which he does not need to be shot. That turned him into a victim. He's a total puppet. But his controllers need to be indicted, you know, arrested, indicted, convicted, and punished legally. But, I mean, imagine if I got there and said, a Democrat leader needs to be shot. Stop. Everyone knows it was a stunt. It was a call to violence. And that's not free speech. That is a call to violence. If I say that, I believe they should be indicted and prosecuted, and then if they're convicted, I mean, I think a lot of these globalists need to be hung by the neck until dead in public. And I don't say that to act tough, folks. They've attacked us. They've lied to us. They've hit us with bioweapons. But it's got to be done in the proper way, or we turn into them. And I don't have a vengeance bone in my body. I really don't relish the idea of killing these people. But it's the right thing. They need to be executed. Bare minimum, put in prison for a long time. And everybody knows that. But they know that, and they want to trigger violence ahead of time. So we're going to be talking about that today as well. Speaking of killing, Democrats in the Senate introduced a bill to spend $25 million to train and set up abortion clinics. So you have government-sponsored murder going on right there, just like the transgender thing. Oh, I've got to pay to have your penis cut off. I mean, it's one thing if abortion's legal, but sure as hell, don't make us pay for it. But that's what it's all about. I live in Travis County, the first county in Texas to do it, now a bunch do it, where they make taxpayers on your taxes, your property taxes, you pay to the hospital district, and that pays for abortions and now sex changes. People say, why don't you move out of Austin? I don't have the money to move out of the infrastructure. If I did, we would leave and probably move to Georgetown because it's deep red. But only about 30 miles north of me. But I don't have the money. Yes, I'm marooned here. Speaking of that, I've not been doing a good job plugging, and we are now officially in the red a little bit. We got great products you already need, folks. I need you to commit to get the products. They're amazing. Turmeric toothpaste, back in stock, discounted 25%. InfoWarsStore.com. People love that. We only make $4 or $5 on each tube, so we need to sell a lot of those to fund the operation. We are ending it. We are ending it this weekend, and we can't extend it because it's about to sell out. I extended it 1 week, and it's almost all gone. The highest quality iodine, X3, so good for your whole body. It is selling out. Despite that, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Brain Force Ultra. and BrainForce Plus, incredible nootropics, together 50% off, individually 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order, 888-253-3139. Please commit now to support the broadcast. We will not continue on without you. Together, we will have victory. Take action now. We'll be right back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
Thank you.
It's Alex Jones.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023 transmission. Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny. Empty faces. Mindless eyes. I see nothing new. But I do see people awakening and coming out of their dead stare. All right, let's go ahead and break down the incredible information unfolding in our world as we speak. First off, I want to just play a few of the latest clips. There's hundreds of them just this week to show the mindless embodiment of the New World Order that has been forced upon us. This is the placeholder. This is like when you're at the beach and you leave your towel and, you know, maybe a bottle of water on your chair, your beach chair, so no one takes it. That's what Biden is. And they even admit in mainstream corporate media that he is Obama in the third unelected term of that globalist. But here he is, again, saying that he's going to fix all the climate change and shut down American industry by 2020, even though we're in the year 2023. But it's okay because he does know how to say God save the Queen.
And maybe most important, I've committed that by 2020, we will have conserved 30% of all the lands and waters the United States has jurisdiction over and simultaneously reduce emissions to blunt climate impact. All right. God save the Queen, man.
If you're a radio listener, you miss on top of the God Save the Queen thing, he doesn't know where he is again. I mean, the dementia is very extreme right now, and I shouldn't laugh because we're at war with Russia, and this guy's in control of the nuclear football. So I really shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't be crying. Now, let's shift gears. Everything we talk about here on air, you know, the engineered power outages, the cutting off of the industry, the cutting off of the pipelines, the ransoming of hundreds of U.S. companies and governments by Russian hackers that is going on right now. That's all happening and confirmed and real. And massive military movement and preparations for martial law. We already went through martial law under COVID. That's what that was. That was the training wheels. And then I always see these videos viral everywhere of like speculating. And, oh, they heard from Intel. Really? The military's taught that gun owners are bad. The military's taught the founding fathers are bad. The military's taught that America is an inherently racist country. The military's taught that the greatest thing in the world is to chop a child's penis off. I mean, our military is run by Mr. Critical Race Theory, Milley. And so I get really frustrated when everybody says, oh, I heard they're going to bring in a new world currency. Oh, I heard the UN's going to take over. Yeah, not with the military, but with our own military under UN treaty. 727-7 State Department memorandum, which is now official. Biden administration is ramming through the UN treaty worldwide, putting countries' medical control and medical policy under the UN that already ran the lockdowns and forced injections the last 3.5 years. And now they want to put it into law to do it. That's martial law, where they don't just lock you in your house. They come and take you to a camp and put things in your body. It doesn't get any worse than that, does it? So here it is, big article, United Nations planning digital ID link to bank accounts. And I covered it in the last week. Here's the official UN global government plan, our common agenda, policy brief 5, a global digital compact. Okay, you can read all about how it'll track where you go, what you do, it'll be controlled. It'll tell you what you can buy, you can't buy stuff they say is not carbon neutral and all this other crap. So here is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund saying that they're working hard on the concept of the global CBDC, central bank digital currency, the ESGs and all of it. So, again, this is not theoretical. This is not something that we talk about, we heard's happening. This is going on. Grocery stores all over the Western world, from the United States to the UK to Germany, are saying no cash allowed. You got to scan QR code to even come in. That's internal passports, internal checkpoints, while the borders are wide open. Here is a clip of the managing director of the IMF throwing in your face.
That if we are to be successful, CBDCs could not be fragmented national propositions. To have transactions more efficient and fairer, we need systems that connect countries. In other words, we need interoperability. And for this reason, at the IMF, we are working hard on the concept of a global CBDC platform to trade and to manage risks. And my colleague Tobias Adrian will talk more about it later.
Now, a new clip that ties into this from a couple of years ago is RFK Jr., talking about how it's like the Nazis when the government says they own your body and is going to force experimental shots on you, which the Nazis did. Hitler didn't start rounding people up and putting them in camps until 1940. Then it didn't get super intense until 43 with the Final Solution. Look it up. But he was forcing experimental shots on poor people and on mentally disabled people in 1935 and on and killing them. And they say, oh, their appendix ruptured, wink, wink. I mean, that's in the Nuremberg trial. The Nazis admitted that. So, and by the way, they learned it from the Soviets, from the Russians. Lenin was doing that big time, and Stalin. Oh, we're giving you a shot, an inoculation. It's all so loving, it's all so good. But he's been criticized compared to the Holocaust. No. Only what happened to the Jews is bad. And if you talk about any comparisons, oh, you're a horrible anti-Semite. No, all of this evil is bad. Okay, it's bad. It's Mao Zedong killing Chinese is bad, and you know, any mass murder is bad of Jews, of Christians, of Muslims, of anybody. Genocide is wrong. But here's the clip that he's in hot water over.
Have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war, we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledged when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are orchestrating, these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. It is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children.
I'm voting for him for president. I mean, you don't say that and not be real. That is devastating to the New World Order. That's like a year ago. That is devastating. Devastating. Listeners, I know you're smart. That video is coffin nails the New World Order. It sounds just like Alex Jones, doesn't it? Because it's the truth. He doesn't get it from me. His eyes are open. Like if you put blinders on people and said, where do you think you are? I don't know. I hear a road. I hear cars. Yeah, well, let me walk you out here. Let me take your blinders off. And you're standing on a major interstate like I-35 with a bunch of cars coming at 80 miles an hour at you 50 yards away. You would jump to the side of the road to get off. And my blinders are off, and his are off, and yours are off. And we're like, woo, we don't want to get drug into this. I've got more, though. Rand Paul has gone the farthest he's gone, saying this is premeditated criminal operation by Fauci and Gates. He just talked about it yesterday. This is bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. That's coming up next segment. Ties into all of this. Please remember, the big sale ends this weekend. It's got to end. I extended it on the X3 and on Brainforce Plus and Brainforce Ultra up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps the show on air. Plus, these are amazing game-changing products. You think our info's game-changing? Get X3. Get Super.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we are back, transmitting worldwide in defense of tyranny on this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023 transmission. Remember, the answer to their nightmare 1984 system is 1776. Man, that Kennedy clip from about a year ago is so powerful. Guys, give me the actual date on that. I just know it's about a year old or so. I mean, he just nails it in a minute and a half. Nails it, nails it, nails it. And that really is the choice that we've got here in front of us today. All right, I want to get to Senator Paul, and it's just like a three-minute clip of him breaking down what's really happening with this concerted, premeditated COVID bioweapon release and the shots and all the rest of it, and how it's Bill Gates and Fauci, you know, all working in concert. And Paul tends to not want to go after the shots themselves because he went along with it at first because he believed their BS. So he's kind of a little bit culpable like Trump and hasn't gone as far as he should, you know, exposing the shot. But he's exposed the virus and the lies and the censorship and the therapeutics being blocked. And he's exposed like 70% of the fraud, but not the real cherry on top. But we'll get to that in a minute. I am so frustrated because I've been seeing clips from Maryland and from Texas and from California and Michigan and Florida and everywhere of armored vehicles rolling through the streets and tanks loaded on trains. And I've gone and looked it up. And so in Maryland, it's the State Guard and the National Guard doing their drills. And yes, they are doing drills like they always do for different scenarios of disasters. And a lot of the tanks being sent are being sent overseas. And I've gone and looked it up and confirmed that indeed those are being sent to fight the Russians, and it's massive. But then there's this whole cute thing that it's martial law coming, and martial law is about to happen, and this is for America, and it's the good guys secretly about to strike the New World Order. That is not true. But let me break down what is happening. The military is always moving equipment around, but we're already under martial law with the COVID, with the lockdowns, with the four shots, and we backed it off 90%. But still, now the UN wants to make that control permanent. Switzerland just passed to make martial law permanent under a COVID edict. I have the article right here. This is happening all over the world. Italy's voted to keep it in place. Their president's trying to get rid of it. So these are all real laws and regulations and treaties that are going on. Not, oh, I saw a tank, it's going to get me. The military is being trained, the American people are the enemy. I can show you these training videos where they say, we're trying to take on the constitutionalists and the gun owners. I mean, how many videos have you seen them training? We're out here to train for civil unrest and take the guns. And we're with the clergy response team. The preacher's going to help us take the guns when the time comes for the Lord. I mean, I've played those clips 100 times. So, yeah, the military is being trained to take on the American people. So if you have this idea they're coming to save you, sorry, they're at the border organizing and helping smuggle the humans under orders. The military's not our enemy, but it's captured. The FBI's not our enemy, but it's captured. The guys on top give orders to the FBI and the military and all of them. They don't have full control of the police. That's why they're putting Soros mayors in and people. Then that's happening. So cops and military are like a gun or a piece of equipment because they follow orders. And it's who is in charge of them that matters. Is the gun bad? No. The person misusing it is. Now, these are not inanimate objects. They can make their decision not to follow illegal orders. But at the end of the day, I'm not looking for them to be my savior. We got to stand up and say no and not comply. And we're under martial law right now. So let's just stop eating around the edges here. There's hundreds of U.S. companies held ransom. The L.A. jail just paid a secret ransom of $1 million. I had other people inside that worked there. Nobody, people don't know that. A whole bunch of counties in California just got ransomed. They all paid up. That happened last week. And I have that again directly from the jail. But it's happening everywhere, okay? It's known that 200 companies and agencies have been taken over, subsections of them, the last week. And the Russians said they did it. They took credit, okay? It's not, oh, I heard from a secret CIA source that somebody's hacking, but it's the good guy, the White Hats. No, the Russians took credit. I'm sick of the Q people not going off real documents. Go ahead and roll the B-roll I was talking about. I already did. And I'm not against you guys. I'm just saying, stop it with your breadcrumb crap. This is not breadcrumbs. This is a bakery dropping 85,000 tons of bread on your head. Okay? So let's look at a few headlines here. YouTube deletes another Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview, this time with Dr. Jordan Peterson talking about the chemicals in the water. Free speech. Fear free speech. Biden denounces big tech killing people by not censoring speech. RFK Jr. has a big primary problem. Democrats are trying to block him. Time columnist denounces free speech as White House's, as white man's obsession. Sorry. Time columnist denounces free speech as white man's obsession. And it just goes on and on. Them calling for the end of speech. That's the left. That's who they are. It's happening. It's not some secret thing. And I got a bunch of Pentagon documents here where they're saying they're going to censor us. That's coming up next segment. But first, this short clip of Senator Paul knocking it out of the park on how this COVID situation was a premeditated attack.
Yeah, it's not easy, and they haven't been forthcoming. I think the only way to convince them is that it won't all be about blaming them because we participated in funding this. The blame equally should go not only to Chinese authorities, but to Anthony Fauci and all those who advocated for this. But there has to be a reassessment. Look, Bill Gates has been over there recently. Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find these viruses in remote caves and bring them to big cities. So what happened in China is they went 8 to 10 hours south of Wuhan, 2 to 300 feet deep into a cave, found viruses, and took them back to a city of 15 million. There are many, many scientists who think that Bill Gates is wrong in funding this, that our government's wrong, that the Chinese government, that really we don't need to be searching for viruses that may never interact with man. And it's worse than that. They bring viruses that we may never interact with. They bring them back to the lab, but then they manipulate them by combining them with other viruses to create viruses that don't exist in nature. But this has largely been funded by Bill Gates. He funds the WHO more than most countries do. So there's a responsibility there. And I don't think he's well intended, but I think he's inadvertently helped to create something that the biggest danger to mankind right now is something that he's been funding. And that is finding these viruses, taking them back to the lab and manipulating them to make them more dangerous.
Wow. I mean, look, we can talk about this now freely, but back in the early days and the peak days of COVID-19, God forbid you said anything about any of this, you were canceled. Social media and the mainstream media wouldn't allow you to push back on anything against China and the COVID-19 originating there. What about Anthony Fauci's accountability and the media complicit?
What we know is from the very first days of the pandemic in January of 2020 that Anthony Fauci orchestrated an elaborate cover-up. He knew there was a problem. At 3 in the morning, he was emailing somebody on January 31st. That person was head of the committee that was supposed to review dangerous research, the P3CO committee, the potential pandemic pathogens. It was supposed to look at this dangerous research, but Fauci allowed it to go around that. So he knew from the very beginning. Not only was he funding the Wuhan research, but he was going around the regulatory apparatus to let it happen, even though the rules said it shouldn't have happened without more scrutiny. So he knew this from the beginning, and it was an active cover-up. He actively got papers placed that were not valid papers into large scientific journals. So, yes, it was a cover-up from the very beginning, but a real judgment error. And this is a man, Anthony Fauci, who said in 2012 that this kind of research to create a new virus was so important that even if a pandemic should take place, that it be worth the knowledge. I think there's several million people, particularly a million Americans, who would question whether that was good judgment or not. So yeah. Whether or not he was poor judgment or not.
two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. I stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're about to show you video, play you audio. The so-called Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett saying Trump needs to be shot.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the mostly peaceful Congresswoman telling everybody we're terrorists. We have a crooked toenail, but they're the angel cakes. Here it is.
Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be stopped.
Very slick, very funny. So let's go over a little bit of the censorship going on, the martial law we live under. Because when the military is spying on you in your own country, and then censoring you and working with big tech to block you and even considering criminal charges against you, well, you live under a criminal regime. Pentagon program hunts those who embarrass its generals. The Intercept reports, and it's a massive domestic illegal operation with the U.S. military. I mean, everybody got upset about Congress setting up offices across the country from Florida to L.A., California. This is 1,000 times worse, completely illegal. This is the essence of banana republic crap right here. Here's another one. State Department's narrative control unit letting highly ideological activists decide discourse. Documents have been released by the Freedom of Information Act that the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and thousands of other leftist academics have been hired to run the State Department's fact-checking department that then orders the Internet, the big tech companies, on who to censor. I mean, this is just, I told you this years ago because I've been under attack by them. You go to the border, green and blue-haired people command our military, State Guard, National Guard, FBI, Justice Department, federal marshals. They don't command the judges, but the judges have to get a green light from the Justice Department to indict people, and Garland never does it. I mean, so you understand? Green-haired leftists run everything, okay? They rule you now. Let's be honest about that. That's why they're coming for your kids. They know. They're pissing in our faces. Oh, and Millie's like, and white people are bad. It's just these people make me want to vomit. Look at all this garbage. The good news is more than half of American people want Trump pardoned, say it's a political hit piece. It goes on and on. Oh, look, Secretary of Defense Esper says Trump can't be trusted with nation secrets if allegations true. Oh, but you can be trusted, right? Just the guy we elect can't be trusted. Again, YouTube deletes a Jordan Peterson interview that's all about the chemicals in the water. Fear free speech. Biden announces big tech is killing people for not censoring speech, calls for total censorship. Oh, but he's got a special counsel to stop the banning of books. We're not banning books. We're saying don't give pedophile books to 8-year-olds. That's not banning books, you scumbag. That's what you do. Time columnist announces free speech as a white man's obsession. Yeah, they also say mathematics is. Let's get rid of that mathematics. We are restricting freedom for the common good. Irish Green Party calls for limiting free speech as confidence in the West implodes as the West commits suicide. Good news, though. Victory. Teacher who took cross from student apologizes along with school administrators. Yeah, that's your personal religious right. Separation of church and state means the school doesn't teach you religion, which is the gay pride pedophile flag. More good news. Biden's Supreme Court pick sides with all justices in striking down gun crime provision. And it goes on and on and on and on with critical information. But the next thing I want to get to is the weaponization of military age men, whether it's in the United States or Canada or Europe, with the same NGOs, those green, blue-haired, Soros, literal, sponsored inductees who get put in college, get given law degrees, get financed for decades, and now they literally command the borders of Europe and the United States. I see dozens of these videos every day, but I just thought I'd just show you one. This is an African illegal alien attacks a woman and her daughter, throwing them both to the ground. And I think they deserve it because they're white oppressors. In fact, this man should be put in jail for not killing these white devils. Here it is. Again, this is security cam footage. Look at that white devil woman, that white devil child. And then here comes the angel up to attack those white devils. Get them! Get them! Get them! Now, the point is, I have just dozens and dozens of these videos every day. If white people did this one time to a black person, and it does happen here and there, it would be the end of the world, burning cities with CNN worshiping it. But when a radical Islamic or anybody else stabs, murders, runs over you with cars, they say, oh, an SUV, you killed a bunch of people today. And now when Hispanic gang members kill people in Dallas, they go, a white supremacist attack today. Oh, you notice that Juneteenth thing that had there's a whole bunch of East St. Louis, Chicago, 100 shot over the weekend on Juneteenth. a made-up Democrat holiday. I mean, it's a Texas holiday, but it has nothing to do with the country. And the point is that I'm not against it, by the way. It's just something they engage in so the left can weaponize and hyperthink. But when black people shoot hundreds of black people on Juneteenth, you don't hear a word about it because, well, that doesn't fit in to the narrative. And that's my point, is that you have massive crime, 20-1 against white people now, by Islamic radicals and racist black people. And I love most black people are not part of this, but there's a large minority of black folks that are raving, lunatic, racist, crazy people. If there was KKK running around 20-1 attacking black people, I'd say block their ass up, hang them, put them in prison. You know, firing squad their ass. But, I mean, that's not me. You don't speak for me. But the leftist media, the corporate media props it up. And won't even talk to black leaders, and there's a lot of them that are saying this is wrong. We need to tell black people it's not okay. It's not open season on white people. So here is a report that's gotten hundreds of millions of views. It's music based off my words that I thought we'd play right now. This is the Alex Jones folk song. And it's been re-recorded by thousands of groups that we've seen, literally. Here's one of the latest ones going viral, and we'll be right back after this break.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Celebrities, but probably the coolest is Willie Nelson.
I was a highwayman.
Used to hang out with him quite a bit.
The coach roads I did
a lot. At his house, you name it. Play chess with him.
With sword and pistol by my
he invited me to Maui. Hang out and play poker with the crew. But I never did it because I was too busy. And then his fourth or fifth wife, whatever it is, she just hates my guts. So she forbidden him to hang out with me. We still hung out for some. But I saw him last year with George Strait. It was just over the top good. Amazing. Not name dropping. I'm just thinking about old Willie. Yeah, I'm not a pot smoker. Every time I hang out with Willie, you got to smoke it. But he always had those vapes, those big vaporizers, those volcanoes. And, man, I got so high with him, I can't even walk. I got something else. Roll me up and smoke me is what he says. He reminds me so much of my East Texas family. We come from a similar area, about 20 miles from where he was born. Anyways, crazy world, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the serious news. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder.
I was a dam builder.
What a super group. Let's just talk about the Highwaymen for a while. Let's just talk about all these great people. All these great Americans. All these genuine people.
A place called Boulder,
the wide Colorado. All right, let me get back to the news. What was I going to hit here? Oh, let's talk about how they're screwing us all. Look, the Japanese have said electric cars are not feasible and they don't work properly and they take more carbon in their lifetime than a gas car, which is a true mathematical equation. Everybody got pissed at them. The Japanese, they'll have trouble screwing somebody, trouble making a bad product, trouble with planned obsolescence. They really are classy, too. I mean, they're just insanely cool. I mean, let's just admit it. A little too submissive to the government, but they just said it's a fraud. But finally, Toyota said, okay, we got what you want. We got a car that goes 100 miles on one, 1,000 miles on one charge, and doesn't blow up, and actually works, but it'll still take more carbon to make the batteries. Is that okay? They came out, put in a big press release last Friday and said, all right, we're ready to dominate everything, but you understand it's going to create more carbon. But it's actually a badass electric car. I'm like, yeah, 1,000 miles, I'm sold. I mean, this is amazing. But it'll be a few years till they've got it. I want you to know, though, that this is a bridge to nowhere. There's not enough rare earth mineral to replace half the cars. Okay, so they're making you think that they're creating new cars. No, they're not. They're sabotaging the infrastructure we have, the 1,000 years of oil and coal we do have. So here's a short 1 minute that explains it.
Do we want to go all electric by 2035? Is it practical to do it now?
Well, we could make this whole discussion easy with a two-letter word, no. There's no such thing, of course, as a zero-emissions vehicle. The real question is, where are the emissions associated with the electric car? Because what you do with an electric vehicle is you don't eliminate emissions. You export them somewhere else. You have to dig up about 500,000 pounds of materials to make a single 1,000-pound battery. It takes 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture a battery that can hold one barrel of oil equivalent of energy. Just manufacturing the battery can have a carbon debt rate ranging from 10 tons to 40 tons of CO2. And the plans that are in place to increase the use of batteries will require an increase in production of minerals like lithium, cobalt, zinc. Demand for those minerals will increase between 400% and 4,000%. There isn't enough mining in the world to make enough batteries for that many people for their car.
And Toyota has explained this, their CEO, their scientist, and again, I'm not bashing Chinese folks because they're a lot like Americans, you know, we're hardworking, lazy, you cut corners, but the Japanese just refuse to cut corners. And they're the best engineers out there. The Indians are close second. The Germans are, you know, right there as well. But this is the real death of science, though, pushing these electric cars. They're a gimmick. They don't work. And it takes more energy and more toxins to make them than oil. And oil creates atmosphere that plants eat, so it's good. We're actually taking all this carbon, putting it back in the atmosphere. All the numbers show it's good for the earth, not bad. Okay, I want to get to a very, 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 very important report that I'll tell you about in just a moment. But please remember, I can't do this broadcast without your help. I can't finance this operation without your support. We have a big sale that has to end. The X3 sale will end this weekend. It's just going to be sold out. You need to get it 25% off. We have Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, both incredible nootropics, totally different formulas. They're different for everybody. People can take them together. They're amazing. That's 50% off together or 40% individually. We have the nitric boost that cleans out your blood that Dr. Minkovich has said is so great. She's not even part of it. She saw the formula and loves it. Infowarsstore.com. Superfemale Vitality, 50% off. A Supermale is sold out. Superfemale is the same formula. It's just a pink label. 50% off. Infowarsstore.com. And turmeric toothpaste back in stock. Please go there. Please support us. And thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com. Or make a one-time donation at the donate support button. Or sign up for a recurring donation. Cancel anytime. Infowarsstore.com. Here is the latest report, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with solar storms to kill the internet.
Okay. contrary to popular climate change theories, the sun determines the majority of weather events on Earth, rather than human activities and their associated CO2 levels. In fact, the sun both allows humans to thrive while also having the ability to curtail our activities. For example, scientists have issued warnings over the years about the potential impact of a solar storm, which could emit solar winds, a continuous stream of charged particles emanating from the sun's atmosphere. These solar winds could cause an electronic apocalypse within the next decade, leaving billions of people without internet access, communication satellites, or even a functioning power grid for months or even years. This week, we were told that NASA's Parker Solar Probe successfully ventured through solar winds for the first time without shutting down, giving hope to efforts in preventing an electronic blackout. The lead author of the probe study, Professor Stuart Bale, stated, quote, "Understanding the mechanism behind the sun's wind is important for practical reasons on Earth. That's going to affect our ability to understand how the sun releases energy and drives geomagnetic storms, which are a threat to our communication networks. So, if the sun can wreak havoc on satellites and the power grid, just imagine what it can do to our climate." Although the Biden administration and much of the entire political establishment worldwide pushed the unproven notion that human activity accounts for the majority of change in climate, it's a scientific fact that the sun drives weather events and cyclical climate patterns. Always has. However, they can't help but admit it eventually. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy is coordinating a 5-year research plan to study ways of limiting the amount of sunlight that reaches Earth in order to reduce global warming and stop climate change. But I thought coal power plants and CO2 levels were to blame. Guess not. Even the establishment cheerleader and mouthpiece, the New York Times, asks, should we block the sun to counter climate change? Independent billionaires are obsessed with blocking the sun and lessening its power over the planet. According to Time, George Soros has suggested brightening the clouds over the Arctic with strategic aerosol injections, which seed clouds that reflect the sun's rays. Weather modification patent owner Bill Gates financed a Harvard project which planned to spray calcium carbonate into the atmosphere over Scandinavia. And Amazon tycoon Jeff Bezos has studied plans to inject massive amounts of sulfur dioxide into the sky to geoengineer the Earth's atmosphere by blocking the sun. Although these methods would also trap excess heat and light from the sun between the atmosphere and the Earth's surface, the same way that the greenhouse effect operates. Clearly, experts, scientists, and their financiers understand and agree that the sun determines Earth's climate over time, and any attempt at curtailing CO2 emissions is just an exercise in social engineering, not geoengineering, to modify human behavior. And if the sun is powerful enough to change the weather, then it certainly can disrupt our electronic infrastructure, sending us back to the 1800s in an instant. The sun is designed to give warmth, power, and life, but it can also administer destruction through ultraviolet light radiation, atmospheric disruption, and electromagnetic solar winds. This should be no surprise, though, considering that the Bible tells us in Isaiah that, quote, "The heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner." This solar system isn't designed to last forever. And, during the tribulation at the time of the fourth judgment, the angel pours his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues. Basically, the sun is too powerful for man to control. No matter how many chemtrails pump particles into the atmosphere, or how many space probes study solar storms, we just have to deal with whatever the sun throws at us. And nothing we can do will extend the Earth's expiration date due to solar activities. Remember, it's all in God's hands, so trust Him.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.